We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Friday, February 17th edition of the show. We are taping this Thursday night after the Bucks and the Bulls have wrapped up. The Bucks getting a win. What is that? Their 12th in a row now? Is that what we're up to? George Webb? George Webb! Although the official George Webb Twitter account said no free burgers for 12 wins in a row for the Bucks. They're going to stay with that for the Brewers, even though the Brewers suck. We will talk some Brewers tonight. That's going to be part of it. Corbin Burns and the Brewers did not come to an agreement. They went to arbitration, and there's about $750,000 between the two sides. And Corbin Burns said some things that were very interesting on Thursday afternoon, not happy with the Brewers' approach to this. Now, a lot of people have had their takes. Every take is possible. Oh, the Brewers suck. Oh, no, arbitration sucks. Oh, I wish I could play. I wish I could get $750,000. Again, if you are comparing sports to a real job, you're not even anywhere near where the argument needs to be. You can never do it. But we will talk about that coming up. I got some voicemails on different topics. The Brewers Stadium thing, which was a hot topic a couple days ago, and now it's all about Corbin Burns. Maybe I'll play one or two of those. Thanks to Carl's Place, 402-915-BART. If not, we'll get into those next week. And then, I got a lot to talk about. The Bucks game itself, we'll start there, as this is theoretically a Bucks postgame show. But I do think we will end up talking more Brewers. They won 112-100. They beat the Bulls. They're 40-17 going into the All-Star break. I didn't see a second of the game, so let me just look at the box score. I'll do that for you. See the box score here. Tim Shea. I didn't see a second of the game, so I'm just going to look at the box score. Okay?
Well, that's – yeah. Giannis got hurt.
I was going to say, Giannis played 9 minutes and only had 2 points. Did he get benched?
No.
He came on and ruined my joke. So I did watch the game, obviously. Okay. Giannis got hurt. He ran into the – what are those called?
The
stanchions?
Stanchions.
He ran into the thing where the hoop goes. And it looked bad. And so immediately, because, you know, on Twitter, I'm looking on Twitter, there's people saying, oh, this is like the one guy who had an injury. He was out for this time. Oh, if it's this, it's like they Google how long wrist injury. And then they put could be 8 to 12 weeks. You know, everyone's freaking out and stuff. They're like, oh, wrist sprain. The Bucks told us Jabari had a knee sprain, and look at what happened there. I don't know. Giannis was banged up a little bit the other night. That looked worse. Got up, finished the game. I was a little concerned this time because obviously he left, did not come back in. But then again, you could see him popping right back up in the All-Star game. I'm almost more concerned he doesn't play in the All-Star game than I am he misses like a few weeks of time.
I'm shocked that he actually played tonight, but he'll.
Well, we probably bullied him into playing because we're bitching about load management all the time. And this game where they didn't need him to play, it's the last game before a busy All-Star week. They're probably like, oh shit, well, we got to play. You know, Chicago's a snowstorm, and I'm sure Bucks fans drove down, so we got to appease them. And there's probably one kid who's like, Giannis is my first game. I'm from Portugal. Sign my fucking shoes. So he played
9 minutes.
And then he got hurt.
Yeah, good game though. Javon Carter stepping up. Brooke Lopez with a good game. God, AJ Green had some minutes tonight.
Tied his career high with 15 minutes. Brooke Lopez, 33 points in 33 minutes. Javon Carter, as you said, 22. So Bucks get the win, which is good. But again, Giannis is hurt, and then we're going to see.
He'll be fine.
What happens there? A couple of comments already. Wisco Cheese says he needs the week off. Q says, I blame anyone who has complained about load management. And Corey says, I hear him, Shea has the strongest wrist in Milwaukee.
I do.
Not strong enough to evade a carjacking.
Come on.
That's but all. Strong enough. Matt is in the falls, is in Arizona. Matt, you there? Matt. Where'd you go, bud?
I'm here.
Where are you? Hey!
Just eating some salad.
Yeah, what are you eating tonight? Jesus.
Caesar salad.
Okay.
Got a steak. Wait, you're up over there?
You're in Arizona? Where in Arizona?
Chino Valley.
Pitchers and catchers report. Didn't you hear the Brewers are so fucked? Matt's going to be in their bullpen. Matt's last name is actually Bush. This is Matt Bush.
Had some reconstructive surgeries in Mexico.
Yeah, what are you doing in Arizona?
Doing some training, some work training.
Some spring training, good.
Spring training. It's freezing here. It's fucking freezing. I'm not even kidding.
What's the temperature?
Today was like 34.
What the hell?
2 days ago, it was snowing. There's still snow on the ground. I don't know what's happening or where I am, but
I did see it snowed in Vegas the other day. That was like a big.
I've got look at what I have going. I have It's like a furnace. That's real fire.
Wow,
is that a hotel?
It's an Airbnb. It's like a little cottage, which is why I'm making my own food and eating salad out of a plastic bowl.
Is there like a $200 fee for cleaning the bowl?
No, I'm going to clean the bowl. Okay. This place is going to be spotless. It's like I'm never even here. I'm a great guest.
What's
up?
What's going on?
I just found out that the Bucks were playing when there was like a minute and 15 seconds left in the game. So I immediately turned it on. Saw TNT. Thanasis out there.
Yep.
I was like, okay, well, I guess the Bucks were playing right, so that's cool. And now you're talking about – well, yeah, now I'm coming on here to find out what happened.
What happened was we bitched about load management for 3 months, and then now it cost the Bucks their star player.
If only he had been sitting on the bench, he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
That's right.
If only the Bucks didn't play him. Tim says it looks bad.
Oh, no. He'll be back. He'll be fine. Just a sprain.
I don't know. Giannis is like – Giannis has probably had in the last 5 years – 10 or 15 times where I thought, well, that's the one. But then he gets like right back up. Who's the guy that does this all the time? Oh, Giannis is almost reaching Za'Darius Smith territory of like when he's down, you think he is dead. And then he gets up and he's in two plays later, he has a strip sack fumble. So that's a little concerning. But I don't know. I don't know what the report is. We'll monitor that online and stuff. I'm going to bring Hot Take Jake in here while you're here, Matt. What's up, Jake? In the blue room tonight.
Blue room. Yeah, I went with the blue because I'm blue about this Giannis injury and about this stupid-ass snowstorm.
Yeah, we got snow up here, Matt. We got a bunch of snow.
I heard my wife's about to go snowplow or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Shovel.
Question for you snow guys. Blow. This is our Shea and Altizer law firm Twitter poll of the day. When is too late to snowplow?
This is way too much sports radio going on.
Because I don't care. I'll go to 2 a.m. if I have to. Yeah, go out there at 2 a.m. if you have to. Well, yeah, geez, I got a snowplow.
That was more Seinfeld than anything.
So I'm probably going to get up tomorrow and snowplow because I got to take my kid to school or snowblow. And I hate if I drive on it, then it ruins the whole thing. Because then you got the tire tread.
Then you're fucked.
Although I already did snowplow or snowblow. I keep saying plow now. I did. This is a double snow blow day, and I'm pissed off.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Speaking of plowing, did we get any updates on Tony in Texas and his date?
God,
I don't have any. Tim,
you said the second one's tomorrow.
I have no idea.
Well, big prayers up both for Giannis's wrist and for Tony's. You know.
So here we are, Giannis. Yeah, the really only thing about this game that's worth talking about is Giannis. They beat the Bulls. They were always going to beat the Bulls. You know, DeRozan didn't play over there. That's fine. They had a pretty full, I think, team otherwise. We didn't have Middleton. Giannis got hurt.
I disagree.
What?
Well, you got Lopez going crazy. You got Javon Carter.
Mention Lopez.
AJ
Lopez
Green had a good season. Game.
Mention some of the bench guys stepping up and getting some run. That's good.
No, you know what? I've had a total change of heart as far as the load management people that are like all for it. No, you guys were totally right. Why don't we just never play Giannis and then he'll never get hurt and then just wait till the playoffs completely?
Well, all I can say is that if he didn't play tonight, he didn't get hurt. So
this is true.
I hope you're being facetious.
I'm just saying.
Just a tad.
If Giannis didn't – okay, I don't know about Jake, but – If Giannis didn't play tonight, Giannis didn't get hurt.
That's factually correct.
Yeah. Jake says, you know who didn't step up tonight? Marjan. Yeah, Beauchamp was out there 0 for 3, 21 minutes, just kind of ran around.
Yeah, I think he might have given up on this season after they – I mean, he was playing well, and then he just inexplicably stops getting played. Like, I don't know. He's a rookie. He's got to learn to adjust to those things.
So let's pull the audience here. Let's pull the room. Are you guys worried? And Matt, you're just finding out. Tim, you watched it. Jake, you saw it. Let's go clockwise of the box. So Tim first. Are you worried that Giannis is hurt long term?
No.
Matt?
Long term, no. But I'm worried that he could milk this for quite a while, and we're back Jake? To the same old thing.
No, he's Giannis. He's super. What was that guy? Curtis. Walk it off, man. We got a championship to win.
You know what this guy will probably do? He'll probably suit up for the All-Star game play and then be like, oh, my wrist hurts more than I thought. I'm out for 3 weeks. He's not. It's team Giannis. Got to play.
I was thinking about that. So if he is hurt, do they let him pick his team right before the game starts and then he just like sits down or what? How's that
work? He's coaching Friday night. I guess he's going to be in the skills competition again with his brothers. So what are you going to – I mean, Giannis has a whole weekend plan. So you don't sit the guy out so he can partake in the All-Star game, but I'm kind of surprised they didn't.
I can't remember, but I think he stayed in the game for like another minute or two after. I can't remember.
Beer Baron wants to know if he's missed any Brewers shit talk. Not yet. That is coming.
Man, don't ruin the vibe with baseball talk. Like,
we got
stop
it
reminding
today.
Me that baseball we got exists.
Today. Got to.
Boy, you're like, not. So what? We'll stop hearing from you come April 3rd.
That's my hibernation, man. No, once after the Bucks win the title, you won't hear from me until Packers season starts. That'd be my guess.
All right. Well, parting shots from Jake and Matt. Anything, Jake?
Not really, other than, man, I got big prayers up for Tony. We're all living vicariously through him, at least all the married dudes here.
It's true.
Preach. Matt,
is Tony divorced? Do we know? Tim, Tony divorced?
I don't know. I don't think he's been married. Can't
confirm. I feel like you guys are close personal friends and you should know this.
I don't know.
I got one more thing, actually.
Trouble between Tony and Tim?
No.
Start that rumor. I'm starting that rumor. Trouble between Tony and Tim. Yikes.
One more thing. Tim, what was up with you texting the other night? I can't come on the show because I'm out drinking. Do you not understand? That's the money right there, man.
Fire. I wouldn't have been able to trust me.
It's not the fan anymore. Like, we encourage that.
Yeah. There's no HR department.
You wouldn't have been able HR. To hear me. I wouldn't have been able to hear any of you. It would have been disaster.
Where were you?
I was at Kelly's Bleachers.
Oh, you're mixing it up.
Yeah.
Where is that? New Berlin?
And then I went to Pottawatomie.
Oh.
Tim, were you answer honestly, were you the oldest person at Kelly's Bleachers?
No.
No? That seems like a – isn't that a younger crowd?
Kelly's Bleachers in Milwaukee on Blue Mound.
Yeah.
No. I was probably one of the younger people in there, actually.
Yeah, that seems like a middle-aged
crowd. Like a Kelly's Bleachers in Big Bend or some
shit? Yeah, there's like five of them. Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound is the original.
What is Kelly's Bleachers doing thinking they need to franchise business?
They're not. They're not like any – none of them are connected.
There's like five different Kellys?
Yes.
Is it like a farm and fleet?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm leaving.
That was good.
Yeah, get out of here.
You guys just jinx each other or what? I missed the funny part.
We did. Yeah. We jinxed.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
We jinxed.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, if you have Tony questions, here's Tony in Texas.
Tony!
Hey. All right, Matt, never married. Tim Shea, you know I've never been married.
That's what I thought. But I don't know.
I feel like Tony in Texas is the kind of guy that's never been married, but he's been divorced like six times.
No. Sometimes I think prostitution's less expensive, though.
Oh, God. That is a divorce joke if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Tony, second date tomorrow?
Yeah, second date tomorrow. I want to thank my guy Hot Take Jake there, giving me some love. Appreciate it, Jake. Hopefully I got some good karma there. Yeah, second date tomorrow, going to a wine bar. Should be fun. The girl's beautiful, successful, and 12 years younger than me, Matt. So, hey.
Whoa!
She's got all the measurables, Maddie.
She does. She does. All the tangibles.
All the tangibles. The Wonderlic test is good. Everything looks good.
Yeah, 52 on the Wonderlic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually,
goes up to 50.
Eddie Bearcat, too, Bart.
Is this your guys' way of saying she has big boobs?
Not listening at all.
I'm looking at you two guys.
Are you? You look like you're reading intently.
I'm reading your guys' faces.
What is my face saying now?
That you're still hungry.
That's true. That's why I have a steak waiting.
Were you vaping there, Matt, for a second?
Excuse me?
Were you vaping?
I'm in Arizona. There's legal weed here, baby.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not nicotine, please. I'm not an animal.
Okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
All right, so do we have to talk about Tony's date anymore, or can we get on to the festivities?
Get on to the Brewer stuff. I'll duck off. You can talk Brewers.
All right, see you, buddy.
See ya.
Matt in the Falls in Arizona. Tony in Texas. No, I don't like that. All right, what's up?
Well, hey.
Watch the game? Giannis got hurt.
Yeah, I watched the second half. Corey
wants to know who wears the tighter shirt tomorrow, Tony or his date?
it'll be slim fit. It'll be cut. Dr. Tim Shea, I think, is onto something. I don't think Giannis will be hurt that long or out that long because, you know, I trust Tim Shea.
Yeah, Tim's like one of those Twitter doctors that sees a guy get hurt on TV and then diagnoses him.
Right.
He'll be fine. I mean, you know, when he had sprained his knee, it's all fine. He'll be fine. He'll be back. He'll play in the All-Star game. Whoops-de-doo.
Yeah, and I think you're right because Giannis is indestructible. And I was happy to see A.J. Green get out there and some of the other guys. Javon Carter, I mean, these guys stepped up. It's good to see the role players play well. And then Brooke Lopez, this is why I think the Bucks are always going to be in the title contention. If they have Brooke and Giannis and these guys down low, that interior defense with Brooke, and then if he brings any kind of scoring, I don't know if there's a better center that I would want in the playoffs. Minnesota gave up all those first rounders for Rudy Gobert. I can't think of another center I'd rather have than Brooke Lopez.
I like the beginning of the game. It looked like him and Vucevic were going to just trade threes for a while.
Yep.
But yeah, Brooke is amazing. I think that, you know, there should be more all-star snub conversation for him. He is considered for defensive player of the year. Could take that award. There was another straw poll that came out. Jokic is winning MVP by a large margin over Giannis, which we could talk about that maybe sometime next week, because I think that's ridiculous. Just that it seemed like the standards that people are holding on Giannis, they don't care about when it comes to Jokic for some reason. And I gotta fact check this, but I thought I saw a tweet where the Nuggets actually, you know how sometimes Giannis will come on with like the second unit or whatever, the way that Giannis' minutes are staggered.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Nuggets do it where Jokic is only on the floor where he's going to be, like, Jokic is on the floor when he's going to get the most individual stats. The Nuggets have done it so that he's on the floor. They're not going to put him out there where, like, net rating or all this bullshit that I can't figure it out. Right. They, like, the Nuggets really focus on getting him good individual stats, which I think is stupid.
Hey, and I know you didn't. You know, you didn't see the 80s basketball that much, but that I got to comment on J.J. Redick a little bit about what he said about Larry Bird and some of the 80s players. I couldn't stand J.J. Redick as a player. I started to like him as an announcer, but some of this shit that he's been saying about, like, the 80s players is just blasphemy, in my opinion. Larry Bird is – between Larry Bird, Dirk, there's a couple others that are – you know.
Was that today?
He said that yesterday with Mad Dog Russo. Which I love Mad Dog Russo, but J.J. Redick, he just comes off as a pompous ass. He has all this, like, new school, like, too cool for school. I'm J.J. Redick. I'm the hipster guy. And I don't know. It's just a slap in the face to these 80 guys from the 80s. Larry Bird is one of the best players I have ever seen in my life. The guy was an assassin. And to say that he wouldn't be a great three-point shooter in today's game was just a ridiculous comment. Look, you got to read it. You got to watch that clip with Mad Dog and JJ. But yeah, Steph Curry obviously is a great shooter, but that's what it takes to win the playoffs is shooting. It's a lot different than it was back in the day. So do the Bucks have enough shooters is where I'm going. Do you think the Bucks have enough shooters, Bart and Tim?
They're freaky.
Consistent shooters.
Holiday, Middleton.
I mean, Pat, Grayson, what are these guys?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You figure, okay, give me your five, your death lineup down the stretch. You going Giannis at the five or Brooke at the five? You got Jay Crowder at the four?
Let me take a second to think about this question because in the YouTube comments, everyone's trying to figure out what Tim is watching. And I saw in your glasses, I think it's still basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking at the starting lineups. When are these, like, from all these trades, when are these guys going to play? After the All-Star break? Like, the trade deadline was last week.
Did you see why Durant's press conference today?
Why isn't Durant playing? Why isn't Kyrie playing? Like,
okay. Kyrie played the other night. Kyrie's been playing.
They're not playing tonight. Neither of them.
Oh, well, the Mavs aren't also playing tonight. Are they?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So that's probably – what is the death lineup, Tony?
Yeah. Who do you go with to just close out a team, Tim Shea? You go with Giannis at the
They'll probably close Giannis, Drew, Middleton, Crowder.
Brooke.
Yeah. They're going to go small ball on him.
Bobby? Pat?
Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Wes, depending?
Maybe.
All right, Tony, I'm going to move on. People are jumping in tonight. It's a hot one tonight.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, see you, buddy. Tony in Texas. We have not yet talked Brewers. We'll get there.
Hey, real quickly, my Badgers back in the tournament.
With Lenardi? After
a big win a couple nights ago against Michigan. Those scumbags. The Badgers I'm talking about. The Badgers scumbags.
Well, no transition there, but I do want to mention Happy Place Hemp. What do you got? What do you got tonight? I took a CBD CBN last night.
Yes, I'm down to, I know I've been saying that I have to go, but I have to go because I'm down to like two, so.
Yeah. Well, then go.
I'll probably go tomorrow or Monday because they're not open during the weekends, correct?
They would be for you, I think.
Nah, I don't want them.
But no, if you want to go in person, they're on College Court in Muskego. But also, if you don't want to go in person, like if you're around the area, drive down there. Or if you want to meet Chris and Rob, that's great too. And if like you want it immediately, you know, they kind of do it. They're like open from 9 to 4. But if you order it online, they don't charge you shipping and they just send it. They send it to you as quick as possible. So order it online too. HappyPlaceHemp.com, discreet packaging, which is great. So nobody's going to swipe it off your porch. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART, B-A-R-T. Promo code is BART. 25% off every single order at HappyPlaceHemp.com. Basement Dave, where are you? Quick Trip?
Yeah, I'm at a Quick Trip. I don't know if you can read that.
Ace is the place.
No, but underneath that.
No, I can't read that.
Nah, it says Shelby Mall, La Crosse.
You're in the Shelby Mall?
Well, just down the street, yeah.
What the hell are you doing in La Crosse?
I'm going to my home away from home.
Dells?
No. Just down the river from La Crosse.
Oh, Winona?
No, downriver.
Oh, what's that? DeSoto?
Yep, just north of there, yep.
What city?
Victory.
Shit, I don't even know that one.
That's just north of DeSoto. It's like, you blink and you miss it kind of deal. But anyways.
Is it on the highway?
Yeah, it's right on 35.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I know you know this area. I used to watch you on Channel 8 when we'd come up here.
You did?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I've been coming here for, I'm 39, so 39 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyways, no, I
shot a few high school football games at DeSoto. They got great field.
Had
it's like in field. A little cove.
Yeah, it got wiped out by floods a couple years ago. I think they got
That's probably a long time coming.
Yeah. No, I just want to say, hey, I didn't get to watch the game. I was driving in that snow up here, so that was white knuckling. But
Shit! What, are you there for the weekend or something?
Yeah, we're gonna do some snowboarding at Mount La Crosse. State high school race championships are this weekend, so I got some friends and stuff that are in that, so we're gonna go watch that, ride a little bit.
Yeah, you going over to Norskedalium?
No, not that far.
You gonna hit the Westby ski jump?
I don't know if they're doing that this year or when they do that. I've never been to that. It looks cool though.
Yeah. God, I love that area.
Yep. That's why I'm here as much as I can.
Tim's like, what? Tim, I'll take you door dashing in Vernon County someday.
Sweet. Yep. Yeah. Come to our place.
Well, good to see you in La Crosse, bud.
Yep. I just figured I'd say that I was here. You gonna go on? Is there a game Saturday?
Where?
A Bucks game. They play.
No, it's All Star Weekend.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Life's a blur. All right. Well, I'm gonna get out of the cold, but just want to say hey.
All right, Dave. Good to see you, bud.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. Basement Dave, in La Crosse. Well, Shelby is a little north of La Crosse. Eric with the Miller Park Minute. Eric, you left me a voicemail. I didn't get to it yet.
It's okay. What's going on, man?
Voicemail line. So two big Brewer things and I think we can start to talk Brewers a little bit. I was just doing like Western Wisconsin Highway 35 landmarks. So I think
the book
chatted, but you can still, whatever.
There's always interesting stuff going on this podcast.
Yeah. The stadium thing I feel like is so yesterday.
Yeah. That's like old news at this point.
The Burns thing is interesting, and I'm not going to play the entirety of the audio that I was going to play because, you know, you can go find it, and we're engaging live and whatever. The Burns thing is interesting. You can see it on Adam McKelvey's Twitter. You can see it on Todd Rosiak's Twitter.
It's all over Twitter. I mean, if you're on Wisconsin Sports Twitter, everyone's talking about it right now. So
essentially, there's this thing called arbitration. Let me totally paint the picture. There's this thing, baseball, you get guys under team control. And so Corbin Burns is under team control, but they don't know what the salary is going to be. And every year, if they're under team control, if you don't sign them to an extension like they did with Freddie, which teams like to do that because they don't have to go through this process, then you go through arbitration, where basically they submit a number and then the player submits a number and you try to figure it out. And if you don't figure it out, and the Brewers usually try to figure it out, but if you don't figure it out, you have to go in front of like an arbiter and you have to present your case of why you think you should get this much. So essentially what happens is when the team and the player are apart, the player will go to the judge or whatever and say, this is what I think I deserve for this, this, and this reason. The team will say, well, he doesn't deserve that. He deserves this because of this, this, and this. And they essentially point out flaws of to why they can't pay this guy more money. I think the playoffs got brought up from a couple years ago. He struggled in the playoffs. So the Brewers are trying to stick to this figure. And Burns wants, you know, his figure. And so we get what the arbitration process is. It's a stupid process. This is what the players and the owners agreed to. It's a stupid process, but this is what it is. The fact that the Brewers and Burns are arguing over $750,000. Now, again, don't be, well, if I was paying $700,000, don't equate to your job. It is stupid. Mm-hmm. I have two problems with this. And I'm on Team Corbin with this because I have two problems with this. One is just pay him. It's Corbin Burns. He's your best player. Based on the whole structure, it's not that much of a percentage. It's not that much of a percentage difference. I mean, we're not talking 3-4 million here. And I know the Braves did this with Max Fried and whatever. But I do think that with the Brewer, where the Brewers are in a situation where everything they do is wrong, or at least that's how the fans perceive it. So whether you can argue that it's right or not, or this is the fans, the majority of the fans think that the Brewers are cheap. They think that the Brewers just traded Josh Hader to essentially save money. The Brewers are very, very, the fans are not happy with the Brewers. Right. So I think in the long run, paying Burns $750,000 and not like arguing over it is like from a PR standpoint, just pay him and move on. The other thing is the argument that's really bothering me is, well, he's not going to sign long-term with you anyway. So why pay him that much money? Why the need to treat him a special way if he's going to leave anyway, which he probably will test free agency and he'll probably make a lot of money. So he probably won't be a Brewer in a couple of years, but this might be a little extreme, but the scenario I'm going to say is, okay, well, what if you bring a foster kid into your home and you're like, well, he ain't going to be my kid forever, so who cares how I treat him? Because he ain't going to be my problem. He ain't going to be mine. That's my example. I just think that it's a lot of unnecessary fighting and garbage when they should have just paid him. Cone is in the bottom giving me the thumbs down. I'll get to you very, very soon. I do want to let Eric talk here.
Sure. So my take on this, and unfortunately, going into this, we knew when they didn't agree with all 11 players that we were going to get to this point, because it never works out that they end up going to an arbitration case. Just from the years of experience of watching baseball and watching this, it never works out that they go to an arbitration case and it gets worked out beforehand. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
So, I mean, the overreaction of the fans today is insane. I mean, at this point, yes, I agree we should pay him, but we already knew we weren't going to 2 weeks ago when they said they were going to a case, or 3 weeks ago whenever we said we were going to a case. I'm on Corbin Burns' side. I think he's worth all of the money, probably more. Unfortunately, due to time, it didn't work out that he got paid more than Corbin Burns or than Brandon Woodruff. Brandon Woodruff has more time, unfortunately. Major League service time matters in this whole deal, right? But the fact of the matter is, we know the Brewers are cheap. It hasn't changed. All this does is this gives us backing to the things I've said on my show about, you know, when Lorenzo Cain was put out, and then everyone was like, oh, he's sour grapes because he got mad after they let him go. You know, they DFA'd him on his 10 years. You know, and that's a big deal in Major League service time.
Well, they also let him get to that point. Like, he was.
But exactly. They did do something right with him that way. They traded Josh Hader.
But he was upset about some stuff. You know, you've had a lot of guys upset with the way things are run. And eventually, like, will this cost the Brewers a free agent? Ultimately, I don't know. I think the Brewers are at a spot where the kind of free agents they're going to get are the Brian Andersons of the world, where they'll sign with anybody. So, I mean, they were never going to get Juan Soto or a Bryce Harper or, you know, whoever, you know, top free agents, they're never going to get them. Right. So what does it cost them? My argument is you are really, and again, even if you're like, well, I am the Lord and Savior of all things arbitration, I know everything and no one's as smart as me, the fans' perception is that for the last year, the Brewers have done everything wrong. I mean, big picture stuff like this, holding an on-deck event in a bar instead, they're not currying favors with the fans. Nope. And I think this is like, I would, if I'm the Brewers, be like, all right, in this case, like, we just can't afford another hit, but they don't seem to care. Now, I know the Bally's thing is going to hurt them big time, so that could be a part of it. I just think that if they are going to be a team where they're thinking, we're not spending, they need to get in front of it better. They need a better PR arm. Because like you said, they knew this was going to happen. They have to get in front of it sooner. Instead, they give Corbin Burnes the opportunity to go out there and bitch for 10 minutes about how shitty this team is. And fans are going to think that for a long time.
Well, and McKelvey and you know, beat writers are on the take, right? They're hired by the team. Wouldn't they not want McKelvey to go out there and question? It seemed like they caught him when he was like going somewhere. Because if you know anything about like the American Family Fields of Phoenix, that's like a corridor that they caught him on, and like,
well, I think McKelvey, his process. I want to talk about Rosiak's not a part of the team. He's
right, General right. Sentinel. I know that,
but McKelvey is an MLB employee, writes for MLB. And the reason I've always liked talking to Adam McKelvey, and I am going to bring Cone Roller in here. Cone, Eric Cone. Cone's in his bag. He's in his bag, and he's
a very nice bag.
So with McKelvey, I always thought that I like talking to him because he let me know, like, what the Brewers might be thinking. Like, why are they doing this? Well, he's like, well, this is what they might be thinking. And I think McKelvey's not going to write a piece like, the Brewers really screwed up this time. He's not going to put that opinion or conjecture into it. But if there's someone who wants to say it, he will absolutely be that conduit. So that's my answer to that.
Well, and he's the one who got Devin Williams in front of the camera.
And McKelvey, so he's not going to ignore that stuff or not publish that stuff.
No.
He's there to cover the team. I think he does a good job. I think we're lucky to have him.
I think it's all made worse by the fact that it's just a pile-on effect at this point. Everything they do is making it worse. You know, I talk to Dom Catronio once in a while on my show, and the guy always has a good spin and is able to spin things really well. But I follow him on Twitter, and I was trying to watch his Twitter, and I don't think he could light his way out of a fart-filled bag, you know?
Gross.
Like, it was terrible. It was
so bad. I'm going to bring Cone Roller, like I said. Cone, your thoughts from you should go hang out with Matt.
I looked up where he is. He's up in the mountains, so that's why it's so cold and he's getting snow, but good 2 hours.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what's up, Cone? You were giving me the thumbs down.
Yeah, I think your analogy of the foster parent is a little
too I figured you would go
personal because, you know, I hate this saying so much, but it really is true that baseball is a business, and I don't think you can equate that to a foster parent.
I think I'm at the point where I know. I think you and I are at the point where I know what I'll say. I know how you'll react. You'll know how I react to you. I think we're at that point.
Yeah, it's kind of
when I first thought I thought of this foster thing at like 7:30 tonight, and I'm like, you know, the one guy who's gonna call me out for this take is fucking Cone.
So, stick with it.
All right.
So honestly, with the Burns thing, like, what does the extra $700,000 that the Brewers would give them really solve? Is it just all about taking care of your guy?
Yeah, it's what he asked for, so give it to him.
Yeah, but I think initially, I have heard sources legit that he most likely asked for $14 to $15 million in arbitration. They negotiated it, and then kind of Corbin's last ditch effort was to go in with 10.7 to see if he can at least get that. And one thing I want to say about that is Corbin Burns' lawyer should be fired. How can he not get more money from the Brewers? I mean, it is ridiculous.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know what this really solves. I mean, I get your PR. Terrible. The fans are disgusted over Mark Antanasio. I mean, there's so many clowns out there that are making sell the team shirts. And I'm sticking up for the Brewers here, honestly.
Well, I think the one thing, like, the thing I keep saying about Mark is he won't move the team.
Right.
So I don't want him to sell the I don't want the team to move. I'd rather have a team that we're bitching about all the time that's cheap as shit than a team that moves.
And so, you can't argue that they haven't been competitive over the last 5 years.
They have been competitive. And you know, I for a while, I would say that the Brewers were in a spot where they had good intentions. Like, everything they were doing, they had the right intention. What, Eric?
Tim, I was just poking him. I was poking him to see if he's awake up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tim is still here.
It's like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. So the Brewers, I felt like they had good intentions. Like, oh, you know, we're getting to 1 million fans. We'll give this. But I just think that they played everything wrong. I don't know now. Now it's like they got to understand. Look, that front office, Tim, you'll speak to this. Maybe. I know a handful of people that used to work for the Brewers. Well, why don't you work there anymore? It just got shitty, man. Oh, it just got bad. It just got weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole thing top to bottom is run weird. It's just not a good – it's just not run well from what I'm understanding. And Tim would know more than anybody.
Very true. It just – when a couple people got a little more power, it just – like, you put it perfectly. It just got weird. My whole thing with this thing is I get the arbitration. Like, I'm not going to argue the arbitration and the Brewers won, whatever. The fact that they blame him – for not making the playoffs last year.
That is a
that gets atrocious. Me. However, that gets me. Like, what?
If you look at his second half stats from the year, they are
a little. No, stop. Just no.
But this is the process, but it's a fucked up process. And that doesn't just because it's a bad process. Like, the process is, if you don't want to pay the guy money, you have to go in front of this judge and basically argue that this guy sucks. Or he's not as good as he thinks he is. And that is a bad process. But you also, like, you can do it tactfully. You don't have to do it. I just don't see how, in the long run of the Milwaukee Brewers, how $715,000, the amount of money that Mark paid for a ticket stub, is like the big thing. Like, if this was $3 million, and again, $750,000, you know, people are tweeting, well, geez, if I made 750, like, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't talk about sports and ever think that somebody DM'd me or Twittered me tonight, tweeted whatever. Oh, well, my wrist hurts tomorrow. I still got to go to work. If you're thinking like that, you lost. You're not allowed to talk about sports. It's just not. It doesn't, because guess what? Millions of people give a shit about Giannis' wrist. No one cares about yours.
I talked to good friend Tim Allen tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. We were talking about Burns, and he said, I brought up he just got back from Vegas, so he was starting to read stuff, and I told him about, you know, the Brewer said that he's the reason to he's the reason why the Brewers didn't make the playoffs, apparently, Corbin Burns. And he, I swear to God, I think he was going to throw his phone. He goes, that is bullshit. That is absolute complete bullshit. He goes,
I wonder if they're like, this motherfucker couldn't even finish a no-hitter.
He said Corbin Burns kept them in the playoff run. So
yeah, Charles says, just say the second half was bad. I don't think you need to say you cost us the playoffs.
No, the offense cost me the playoffs.
And I got two things.
What's that, Cone?
Two things I got to say about this. One is, if this carries over and affects the locker room, which I don't think it will, but if it does, kind of like the hater trade, this locker room is filled with a bunch of soft ass people, and there's no true leader in the locker room. Christian Yelich, I love the guy. I used to love him, but he needs to step up. If he's not going to step up on the field, he needs to take control of that locker room and rally them from any.
He said he has had a good offseason. He's got a new approach.
Raring to go.
Yep.
Well, to that, I'll say, like, they lost a good 2.5-3 weeks because they were crushed that hater got traded. Where's Craig Counsell in this? You know, Counsell's attitude is like, I never get too high, never get too low. But sometimes you have to get high and you have to get low. I think. So locker room week, was there a second point?
I did have a second point, but I kind of forgot it. So I'm going to great talking Brewers. Looking forward to it all season.
You know, I really don't think that the Brewers, like, thanks, Cone. I'm going to declare right now. I don't think that the state of Wisconsin should give the Brewers any money, because they can write the Brewers a check. You know, they'll fucking lose it. Or they'll, like, you know how the checks say must be deposited within 90 days. They'll stir up on day 91. I got my check here. Actually, sir, it's past its limitations. Oh, darn.
Shucks.
Eric, how much you posted Miller Park minutes? Still every day?
Yes, daily. So I was just deciphering where I was going to stand on this whole thing, and I'm like, you know, it sucks because I really do believe Corbin Burns is worth every dollar. But at the end of the day, the business part of it, when it was going to arbitration, we knew it wasn't going to go good either way. I mean, yeah, if he gets the money, great. But at the end of the day, the arbiter is going to argue it, and I think they're going to find a reason, because the Brewers have fed all their reasons to the arbiter, just like Corbin Burns has fed all his reasons to him. So, and his representation must suck.
Apparently. The other thing is with baseball, MLB Network, I haven't watched it yet, but I taped it. They had an hour-long special at 6 o'clock tonight to go over all the rule changes.
Yeah.
Pretty intense. I mean, what are we doing?
I had Levering on the other day, and he said that they literally have, like, sessions once they get down there. So I'm sure you're aware how a lot of these radio media guys work. They all take this, like, 5 to 6 days off. Greg Matzik's somewhere on a beach. I was just messaging with him the other day. And they'll take this time off, and then they get there, and then they've got, like, the briefing, and they have, like, 4 trainings on this thing.
You're, like, the worst name dropper ever. Greg Matzik and Dom Catronio and Jeff Levering.
Yeah, man, these are the guys that I get on. I don't have a Tim Shea.
No, I got to get Levering on. And I want to get Dom on. And you know what? I want to talk to Greg too. I'm just making fun of you. I'm not making fun of you.
If I had Tim Shea, I'd be good, man. I don't have this. I tried to send him a Twitter DM, and he must have missed it.
You didn't go on his show?
Wait, you did?
I sent you a DM on your Twitter, man.
Go on his show.
Gonna have to look.
It's okay. Okay, part of this is, like, I talk about this every day, so this is maddening to me. And getting sick of talking about how cheap they are, you know, at a certain point. I'm like, I'm just beating my head against a brick wall with this thing, because I'm like, okay, how can I not say that they're cheap today? And how can I not? I think in 90% of the 40 or 50 episodes I've done at this point, I've talked about the Josh Hader trade and how it's just been an abomination.
We talked about it a bunch.
Yeah, and it is. But that's when you have no good news to report. I mean, it's not like where you can sit here and have a – I listen to a lot of your Bucks content because I like it, because there's positive stuff going on. You know, I don't know if they're still undefeated since Middleton came back, but
well, they've won 12 in a row. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's good stuff. What do you have to positively speak on the Brewers?
Well, and I would blame the Brewers for some of that. So all this stuff is happening and the Brewers like have made some moves that you would like. I'm not asking them to overpay just to say, look at this graphic, they spent this much money. I'm not asking them to do that, but they've made some moves. It's like the Contreras move. I really think he's really good, but they're not doing anything. There's like nobody there that is promoting the team in a positive way.
Right.
And I blame, like, I think the Brewers PR and that whole arm is just terrible. It's just terrible. And I'm not talking about the media relation guys who we've worked with. I think they're great. I'm talking about, like, God, you know what? I guess I'm talking about Rick Schlesinger and Tyler Barnes. That's who I'm talking about. I might as well just say their names.
Call them
That's
out.
Who I'm talking about. Those guys do not, I don't even know. Okay. Tim, you don't have to say a word.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I need to bite my tongue on this.
You don't have to say a word.
Trust me, I do want to say stuff.
You don't have to say a word. Here's what I want to say. Everyone knows who Rick Schlesinger is. The guy's on TV every week because he's like, Sophia, I'm over here. You want to talk to me tonight?
They roll him out like he's something special.
Yeah. Oh, we got an interview with Rick Schlesinger. What the hell is a Rick Schlesinger?
Who cares?
I mean, it'd be like if every time the Packers were on TV, we did 10 minutes with Russ Ball. So Rick Schlesinger, I just don't think they come up with good ideas. I think that everything is too hard. And when they have something good, they don't promote it right. And the things they promote are bad, but they think they're good. I just think the whole thing's a mess. Tyler Barnes is in charge of their communications, allegedly. I don't know what this guy does. So in 9 years of going to Miller Park or whatever, I see this guy only at the biggest events in his suit, just walks in, looks around, does and leaves. What are you doing? What is your job? Are you in control? Why aren't you doing something? Why? So look it. This is my long con to get a job with the Brewers. And I'm not going to get it by sending a resume and saying, I want to work for your company. No, the company is trash. It is run disgracefully. Everyone in charge is doing the worst job possible. So that's what I'm saying.
80%,
tag these guys. Let them know I'm saying this shit. They got a social media job open that's been open for way too long for a pro baseball team because they know whoever takes it, they're just going to fire in 7 months.
Pretty much.
Remember they had Caitlin Moyer for years.
Chris says batteries plus. Are you listening right now? Don't get me started on those jokers. They have another job open. And I just applied for that just for vindication.
This should be your resume. You should send this just cut yourself out, cut me and Tim out of here, and send this into the Brewers and see what they say.
Well, I already drunk DM'd one of their PR guys that I think Schlesinger's terrible. And Tim, I didn't tell you this. You know Jason Barrett, who does Barrett Sports Media?
Yeah.
I drunk DM'd him the other night saying, you need to do a story on Milwaukee radio because everyone here sucks.
Milwaukee sports radio or Milwaukee radio overall?
Well, that too.
Okay.
Well, and you kind of hit the nail on the head last night when you were talking about Bucks coverage in this city. There is Bucks Brewers coverage is straight out garbage. Oh, he disappeared into his – is he under the coffee table?
No, I got – I'm trying to
– What are you doing?
All right. This is my impression. And you're only going to know if you know. I don't know if people – Does the regular person know who Tyler Barnes is?
No, not really.
Okay. Tyler, what's his real job?
So here's the problem. He's in charge of like 10 million things. Like he's
Vice President of Communications.
Yeah, technically, yes, but he does like other things, at least when I was there.
Q says, AmFam Minute Guy is sneaky funny. Miller Park Minute. Right. Here's my impression of Tyler Barnes. Ready? And that's only on opening day or the playoffs. Here's my impression of Tyler Barnes, Brewers VP of Communications, every other day of the week. Oh, I was just sleeping at my desk because I don't do jack shit with this team. I'm so in the deep on the Brewers that I'm ripping on a guy who, if I ever wanted a job there, I would have to suck up to, and nobody knows who it is. And I'm clipping that on Twitter.
Maybe you could be a social ambassador. They are looking for social media ambassadors.
They don't even have a social media person. Well, they
right. No.
Well, who's the one posting tweets today where they're like, everyone's here, and they show Corbin Burns. Like, too soon.
They had two people last year. Well, the one that they didn't fire is doing that right now, like the manager. They're looking for a director.
They fired the guy that was doing the podcast with Tim Dillard and McAlvey.
Yeah.
Because when I was talking
Brad to Ford. They said
that. Brad Ford, yeah. Yeah, that guy. They fired that guy, too. And then
who says something about Brad Ford? That guy was neutered.
Brian Schneider.
They should have let Brad Ford be Brad Ford. But they made Brad Ford be confined. They didn't get the real Brad Ford. That bothers me. He should have a job.
I don't know the guy, so I can't say that.
What the hell they fire him for?
I don't know.
Who knows?
That's like you said, and I've seen, the reason why no one's applying for that job is because in 2 years they'll fire that person. Caitlin Moyer.
2 years.
Aaron and Brad Ford now.
Yeah.
Caitlin and Aaron were perfect for that job.
They were great. They were awesome people.
Well, the Brewers are probably like, oh, they know their names. We got to fire them.
Right. Well, then did you see they did a bobblehead for some social media influencer that I've never even fucking
They're doing
heard
a
of.
Bobblehead for Paige Sporanic, yeah, who is only is, yeah. popular, I'm sorry, because she golfs and has giant chest.
Yes.
And they brought her to the X Golf, and she's like, oh, should I take a shot? I mean...
You hit it on the head 100%, though, Bart. I mean, 80% of the reason why I left is because of that, because of upper management there. They right. don't know how to run a team. They don't know how to act with their employees. They don't know how to communicate with their employees.
The Brewers should – this should never happen. Like, people hate on the Bucks for whatever reason over the years. You know, people get mad at the Packers from time to time. The Brewers, summers in Wisconsin are great. There's not a lot of time. Going to a baseball game is great. It is the easiest sell in the world. They got a roof. People come here from all over the state. Everyone in the state, like people in Two Rivers, people in Rhinelander, people in Eau Claire, people in wherever, they feel like the Brewers are their hometown team. They don't feel that connection to the Bucks. Yeah, they like the Brewers, man. Oh, do you want to drive 4 hours for a Bucks game? Fuck no. You want to drive 4 hours for a Brewer game? I'm waking up at 5:30 for this. People love to come to Brewers games. It's the easiest sell in the world. Yet the Brewers keep getting in their own goddamn way. And that's why this $750,000, like they will lose that much money. They will lose that much money from not paying Corbin Burns. They're going to try to save $750,000. They will lose that much money. There are enough people that will not go to a game where they would have, will not buy shit, will be like, well, I don't like, okay, Corbin Burns jerseys alone. If they just agree to Corbin Burns, Burns is the best player. I'm going to buy his jersey. Pro shop, $90, $200. Oh, Corbin Burns probably get traded anyway. Not buy his jersey. Who are you going to buy? Willy Adames? Well, they're not extending him either, maybe. Okay, well, who are you going to buy now? Who are you going to buy? Sal Frelick? I didn't know I had this much in me. I don't know if this has been a good show or a bad show, honestly, but I have a lot to say about the Brewers, and I'm very upset about that.
Honestly, the fact that they moved the bobblehead promotions to Saturday nights versus Sundays.
They're doing the family four-pack on Sunday.
So stupid.
They're basically letting you into the game and giving you all your family food for free.
Right.
On Sundays. Sundays.
That tells you that they're having trouble selling tickets, people.
Well, of course they are. They are having trouble selling tickets. Who was I talking to? Seth Everett. Seth Everett on yesterday's show. I didn't really put this together because I watch all the games and I make sure to have a provider that has the games. I would never not, but there's so many people who haven't had that, or they're like, I have YouTube TV, or I have this, and there's no Bally's. I have Spectrum or whatever they have. I don't know what they're on or what they're not on anymore, but just the fact that they're not like, it's just, it's a disgrace. It's really a disgrace. It's here's a disgrace that a team that is so like, it's so easy. I just think this is what I say about radio all the time. It is so easy. Radio is so easy. You go on the air, you talk, you entertain, you have fun. But people make it harder than it needs to be. And I feel like the Brewers are making things harder than they need to be.
Here's another thing. Usually pitchers and catchers reported already. Usually that date, that weekend, is the first weekend that they do ticket sales. Nothing has been announced. Nothing. You think you want to start selling tickets soon? So
they put that when the promos, and that was a very quiet announcement. When the promo, like the there's Cookie Monster, you can take your son to Cookie Monster, just so you know.
I actually think I gotta work that night. I don't know if I've announced this yet, but I am the public address announcer for Forward Madison FC this summer, the nice. Soccer club.
Nice.
That was a round. That was a crowd clapping.
I have a soundboard. I have a soundboard, man. Leave me alone. It also does money.
Oh, Bart.
Yeah, I don't have drops on the show. Do you have Kawhi Leonard going, or Mike Clemens going?
I actually just discovered these buttons last night on my soundboard. So
yeah, the flamingos, baby. I'll be your PA voice. Matt says, congrats.
Didn't you have some involvement with the Dock Spiders? Games.
Huh?
Didn't you have some involvement with the Dock Spiders too?
Last summer, I did the play-by-play for them on a game that if you have ESPN Plus and you type in Dock Spiders, my game is still on there.
Yeah, they had your mug on like a one of those little poster boards.
Yep. And everything. Yeah, I did a fill-in play-by-play for them.
Nice.
But yet, I'm just a loser that does shows out of my basement, and I'm a piece of shit. But also, next week, I'm going to be filling in, didn't say this yet either, I'm going to be filling in for Bill Ryder on Ryder Than You, CBS Sports Radio, next week, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., which means I will be on WSSP at 9 a.m. in my old slot Tuesday through nice. Friday next week.
Nice.
With or without me? Without me.
Without you.
I guess I didn't get the phone call.
You didn't get an invite.
What other big enough? Oh, I am on Saturday. And check this out. From 11 to 4, I'm on Saturday. I will be interviewing in the 3 p.m. hour Bucks legend, Jason Terry. And if you miss it, I will replay it on this show.
Good stuff. I did get your message. I did and didn't. I don't follow you, so it ended. Yes, it ended up in my, you know.
That's right.
So I accepted it, and I'll get back to you.
All right.
Perfect. What is the Twitter handle? Just Miller Park Minute.
It's Miller Minute.
Miller Minute.
Miller Minute. Yeah, because Miller Park Minute is too long for Twitter's liking.
Was it like one letter too much?
Yeah, it was pre-Elon, and they had like they still have caps on how long you can put out or how long a tweet is and all that stuff. So I guess they really didn't fix Twitter all that much, did they?
All right, follow.
I won't start you on that rabbit hole, though. I know where that goes. I have to say, I want to give you a compliment on yesterday's episode where you did your Marvel takes are like, that was spot on. I have to say, I listened to that whole episode. There's too much going on. I was like,
if there's superheroes, that makes sense. And then, okay, then there's aliens. And then, okay, maybe I can also believe that there's like this vibranium. But now you're telling me the Earth is a fucking celestial. Right. And there's these 10 rings. And then whatever the fuck Miss Marvel's up to, too much.
Yep.
But I am going to go see Ant-Man tomorrow in the theater by myself.
Hey, how much?
And the reviews are not good. I'm worried about that.
How much does that? I was going to ask you this. Maybe you know because you have that that sponsor that does golf simulators. How much does like X-Golf level simulator cost to install in a stadium like Miller Park?
Oh, I don't think
like that's a big deal. Like that's not like your standard home. That's like a pretty fancy ass golf simulator, right?
Yeah, but I think you could like I don't think the Brewers spent more than
700,000.
How many bays do they have?
I don't know.
Like if they went top of the line on everything, they're not spending more than $50,000 for that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. I'd have to ask Carl and Carl's place. Carl's place. Carl of et.com/Bart. This is also a good time to tell you to order some Omaha steaks. So the Omaha steaks thing. If nobody orders them, then I'm not going to read for them anymore. So I just need like one person to order some steak.
Has no one ordered any yet? Oh, you
did. I haven't got the reports yet. Okay. But nobody's like tweeting me. Hey, got my, yeah, people are tweeting me all the time. Hey, got my gummies.
I did look at it.
People are always tweeting me. Hey, got my gummies. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So that is working amazing. Now I know
have you ever had any success with SeatGeek?
My code on SeatGeek still works, I think. Well, that's the problem with the radio is that when I would promote stuff, I would never know if it was working or not. No one ever told me. They just gave me like the radio station would give me like $25 a week, and that was it. I'm like, was it working? Can I get a cut of those? No, that's not how we do things here. I'm like, I'm basically putting my reputation on the line for this window company that's screwing people over.
And we won't need you next week from 9 to 11. Thank you. Oh, shit.
You receive an email. No, probably a fax from Omaha tomorrow that's going to say, we've decided to end our relationship.
We'd actually like Tim to start promoting Omaha Steaks, please. Not you. Thank you.
And what is your address? We need to send you a
box. Q, I'll go to Ant-Man with you tomorrow. I'll go with you. I haven't been to a movie theater in a long time. I'm afraid of something. So, Q, if anyone comes in there, you can be my shield.
God. Oh, Bart.
No, Q, I'll go to Ant-Man with you. Where do you want to go? I'll go. I was going to go alone, so I'll go.
Which movie theater were you going to go to?
Mequon.
Bayshore, I think, has one now, again.
No.
Yeah.
It's open again?
I know they're reopening it. I just don't know if it's open yet.
Oh, I don't think it is. We used to go to Bayshore all the time, and we got the big plates of nachos, and they were huge. And then there was one guy there that listened to the show, and he's like, Jason Kidd comes here like every day.
Yeah, they're reopening, so they could.
Jason Kidd used to go to like two movies a week at the iPick in Bayshore.
Yep.
You can pick your seats.
Yep. Check it out before you go. It could be open. I don't know.
This is also part of it. The steak package is a little more than the gummies.
Right.
But I give you $30 off with the promo code BART, omahasteaks.com.
What is the quantity of steak that you get in said box?
Well, so let's say you're going to get the
get the paper.
There. Let's say you're going to get the President's Day package, the Chief of Steaks. Hail to the Chief. you will get tender steaks, four of them. You'll get four burgers. You'll get Jumbo Franks, four of them. You'll get chicken breast, four. You'll get tenderloins. I mean, that's pretty good. You get apple tartlets. You get the seasoning.
Is their website kind of generic? This doesn't seem like this would be Omaha Steaks website.
OmahaSteaks.com? No, it's OmahaSteaks.geocities.com.
Well, what I'm looking at looks kind of a little funky. So,
Jake says need a happy place in Omaha collab. Yeah, they actually bake the gummy right into the tenderloin, and you get fucking blitzed from it.
You're paying a lot less. I mean, if you were to shop at Walmart for those said items, those steaks and things, you're paying a lot less with your deal here. $150 package for. I'm just saying, the value's there. I was just doing the math.
This is a good night for you. Miller Park Minute, guys. YouTube.
I'm everywhere. Yeah. I try to be.
All right. Well, I'm running out of steam, I think. Yeah. You just want to do your show right now? Just do your show. Just do the show with Tim. He's here. Just do the show.
Right, I'll just do it on your stream, yeah.
No, I'll just do it right now. Just watch.
Hey, guys. It's Eric with the Miller Park Minute, where we're throwing strikes and getting likes, getting dingers, and getting listeners.
Yeah.
Back again with another episode here. We've got Bart Winkler of
I'm not here. Just Tim. Nope, I'm not here.
I'm sorry. Tim Shea, formerly of the Milwaukee Brewers employment. He does here. DoorDash, Uber, but he prefers Lyft. recent carjacking victim. Is that
I think
your resume, right?
Yeah, that is
friend me. Of the Bart Winkler show, Bart Winkler's manager, and personal security.
I'm Bart Winkler's boss.
And boss. what do you think about the I don't even know what the fuck I've talked about tonight? Oh, Corbin Burns. We talked about
Corbin Burns.
I'm already at that place in the day. I'm like,
my bad. I can't figure out how to get back on. Oh, here we go.
you're there now.
You heard me say I was your boss, didn't you?
Yeah, the site wide. So with Omaha Steaks, the big savings is if you buy it all separate, that's bad. Use their package because then you get like 50% off, and then you get $30 off with my promo code BART at checkout.
To build the Corey, package is not cheaper. I looked.
Corey says, do you have to wear a winter hat to come on the show?
No, it's not required.
Yeah, it's the Beanie Boys.
I have a plethora of Brewers caps that I wear. I just switch outfits before I record different episodes.
Well, no, we all got winter hats on. Well, it's fucking cold. There's a snowstorm.
Right. I got to go out and shovel in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I may should do it tonight. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Suckers.
One of my side businesses is actually shoveling people's driveways and snow blowing. So,
well, no, I know I joked about this earlier, but it's 10:06. Should I just do it tonight? Is it still snowing?
I mean, do you snow blow? So here's, will your neighbors care?
Right. That's how I look at it.
No, this guy don't care. And then they just had a baby, so they're up all fucking night.
Do you have any neighbors you really hate?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, if so, do it right now.
But otherwise, I'm going to do it at 7 a.m. Is that too early?
I don't think so.
What would you do if you were working at the radio station? Get up early?
I used to do it at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, full circle, we're talking about the thing I made fun of earlier. All right. I'm going to wrap it up.
All right.
Sure.
Guys, thank you. Eric, thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, no problem, man.
It's good stuff.
Now I'm actually connected with Tim because I talked to Tim
in person. Did you follow him?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I got to follow
as soon as I'm done. Then I'll literally, as soon as we're done, I'll go.
Look at this Bart Winkler fame. I just want to point this out. Like, this is my Twitter right here. Look at that.
Ooh. Well, you get a bunch of followers. Who followed you? Shout them out.
Cone Roller.
Nice.
Mike Kims.
Nice.
Mike IMS. A Jones.
Nice. Yeah, they're all in the stream. I saw them talking.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Corey says, I am the hated neighbor. Yeah, that could be true.
Yes.
There. I now fouled.
All right. Stellar. Stellar.
Okay. All right, gang. See ya. I'll be on live CBS this weekend. I will be live after the All-Star game, whether or not Giannis plays or not. Drew will still play. Oh, we should talk about that. Eric Name, Bud, the initial reports were hopeful. The x-ray was clean. He's got a sprain. We'll see how he feels tomorrow, next few days. Continue to evaluate. So he will be playing in the All-Star game.
Nice.
That's my takeaway.
Is there an app to listen to you on CBS Sports?
Yeah, it's Odyssey.
It's terrible.
Is it a bad app?
It's terrible.
TMJ's app is pretty terrible too. So, I mean,
is it a bad app? I don't have a comment on that. I can tell you that they sent me this sweet ass backpack.
Oh, nice.
Swag.
Did they send it to you, or were those Odyssey points? Those coins.
No, I got this package the other day. I'm like, who is this from? And it was Odyssey. It was that. It was welcome back to the. Oh, you might not have seen that. It was. I got a note that said, "Welcome to Odyssey. We're so happy to have you on the team. Here's a token of our appreciation."
I didn't get a backpack when I started. My 1 year anniversary is coming up next week.
Yeah. Oh, at the fan.
Yeah.
You know what I got? You know, when I'm at CBS, Odyssey gives me a backpack. When I was at the fan. You know what I got from Odyssey?
Me.
A phone call that said, you don't have a job anymore.
No. A Zoom, Bart. A Zoom.
Oh, yeah. It's on a Zoom. The best. I've talked about this, but best Zoom of all time, because we did this Zoom. Everyone's there. The whole station. Everyone's there. It's sad. We get let go. People are processing what's going on. Mitch Ross jumps in right at the very end. It's already over. He jumps in. He's like, hey, guys, what'd I miss? And then the boss goes, hi, Mitch. We're laying you all off.
Oh, that's all he said.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mitch is like, oh, okay. The Sparky, you know? All right, team. I'm leaving. I already promoted whatever. See ya.